Good morning. This is podcast number 3 called A Level Playing Field. When we were in the NTCC, we were led to believe that they were the only game in town. If you had any inkling of attending a different church, the NTCC pastors were well versed in finding fault with other denominations. They could quote scriptures that would make you think that the NTCC was the only church on the planet that was teaching the truth. We all sat there and endured the nitpicking sermons that would dissect other religions and denominations and keep you from leaving, but more importantly, to keep your money from leaving. Everything in the NTCC centers around money. We all know that if you can produce money in numbers in the NTCC as a pastor, you'll be successful to some degree. If you can produce money in numbers in the NTCC, all your sins will be cast into a sea of forgetfulness, at least in the eyes of the NTCC leadership. There is no sea of forgetfulness mentioned in the Bible. What we all need to realize is that we were falsely made to believe that the NTCC was the last move of God on earth. We were told that we were special and chosen above all the other people on the planet, not solely because we believed in Jesus, but because we went to the NTCC. We would like people to understand that there is no special church. There is only the church. God has nothing to do with the tabernacle on the NTCC campground or the tabernacle in Graham in the NTCC cult compound. Those are buildings made with hands. In Hebrews 7, for those that believe their Bibles and prefer not to twist the scriptures, the group of believers that were called the Hebrews were being told the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. In the Old Testament, there was a tabernacle made by hands, and priests and Levites were charged with the various ordinances pertaining to the Old Testament law. Men would bring their tithe and animal sacrifices to the temple, and the priests would perform the sacraments required to keep the law. This is very simple and basic theology of the Old Testament. The New Covenant came into effect when Jesus died on the cross. His blood became the propitiation for our sins, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, signifying that we now have access to the Holy of Holies. We are no longer part of a church made by hands, but a tabernacle. Our tabernacle is a building made without hands. Our priest is no longer a Levite from a tribe of Israel, but Jesus is now the high priest of our faith and our eternal salvation. He did away with the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, taking it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So who are we going to pay tithe to now? The tabernacle that we attend is not made with hands, and Jesus is our high priest. There's no longer any need to follow a bunch of man-made rules that only serve to control and manipulate a person. Because of what Jesus did, we are all on a level playing field. There is no local church that you can attend who can claim that they are the last hope of God on earth. There is just the church, God's church, the body of believers. It doesn't need to spend their life savings on a building made with hands, because God has made it possible for every last one of us to worship him in his church in the Holy of Holies, a temple not made with hands, and not according to some prophet of doom who wants you to think that his sect or denomination has it all figured out. And if you pay him your tithe and give him your future, he'll hook you up with God. This puts us all on a level playing field. You might be poor or homeless and not have two thin dimes to rub together, but you have the same chance of making it to heaven that any other person on planet Earth has. Don't let some rich local huckster convince you that his way is the only way to get to heaven. In fact, it's harder for rich people to make it to heaven. They have their treasures here on this earth. The NTCC is building their kingdom in Graham, Washington, and they have swindled a lot of people out of their ability to provide a future for their families or even to have a family. God could care less how many buildings they have or what kind of money and numbers are being produced. I think God looks at groups like the NTCC as he looked at the Pharisees. In fact, the NTCC is full of modern-day Pharisees because they spend so much time finding fault and placing God's people in bondage to man-made ordinances and traditions that they can't find their way to a place of freedom. where they can make their own decisions and live for God out of the love that is in their own hearts. There comes a time when we have to realize that we are all on a level playing field and that God loves each one of us. The blood of Jesus doesn't belong to a group of believers that attend church services in a certain building and call themselves the last move of God. We are all loved because God wants us to accept His sacrifice out of our own choice, not by force. We all get the same opportunity. Don't let a group steer you away from so great a salvation. People leave the NTCC and they find it necessary to join up with some other group. I used to think that it was important because of the Hebrews 10 and 25 doctrine that the NTCC twists. The way they quote that scripture should be, "Forsake not the assembling of the NTCC Christians only together." They consider all other religions to be lost, and if you don't believe it, just go tell Keckel that you've decided to attend another church. Since the NTCC has made it a point to say that they don't believe that they are the only ones going to heaven, the only reason they say that is for damage control, because all of us, the Xers and the NTCCers alike, know what's going to happen if you go to another church while you are in the NTCC. You're going to become pulpit fodder. Can forsake not the assembling of ourselves together possibly mean that we are not to tell other people not to assemble together if they have a group that wants to worship God together? Where does it say that you have to join together with a bunch of Bible-toting hypocrites that only care about what kind of financial support you are going to be able to give their group? You're not in danger of losing your soul if you decide not to join a church full of money-grubbing hypocrites. In fact, you increase your chances of making it to heaven if you become aware of the false teachers and the false prophets and steer clear of them. These groups want you to believe that they are the only ones that can direct you to heaven. I'll take my chances with Jesus as my high priest, and I'll worship in a tabernacle not made with hands before I subject myself to a group of false teachers who are in it for the money. We have spoken with many ex-members of the NTCC, and a lot of them have trust issues because they gave their trust and their loyalty to people like Davis and Keckel, and they were burned. Some folks have found good, healthy churches to attend, and that's great. If you can find a group of like-minded believers that will accept you as a friend and treat you with love and respect without requiring a bunch of man-made rules, what often happens is that people in churches are critical because everything they do is scrutinized by someone who wants to be recognized as a leader or an authority on what's right or wrong. If the goal is to get people to heaven, why is it that some people are so bent on correcting them for every little fault and failure? They would be much better served by seeing an example of a loving believer who is there to enjoy the journey with them and be there as a friend or an ally when they are needed for encouragement. People respond to positive stimuli in a positive way. They respond to negativity in a negative manner. In the army, I had a commander that led by example and carried himself as a servant to the people that he led. People really respected this guy and would do anything for him. He earned their trust not by being a dictator and using threats to scare them, but by grabbing a broom and helping us sweep out the aircraft hangar so we all could get off early for a 3-day weekend. He didn't get in front of the company and criticize them for all their shortcomings and failures, but he encouraged us through positive stimuli. People were rewarded for making the environment a better place to work in. It turned morale, the morale of the troops was just off the charts, and our company led the way. We were recognized by leadership at higher levels as the model company. Many leaders in the army and in the spiritual realm like to use their power to make a name for themselves, and this is what we need to avoid. Don't allow some spiritual dictator to use his or her negative influence to manipulate you into a religion of fear and condemnation. That is definitely not what Jesus did. So do like Jesus did and do the opposite of what the modern day Pharisees and the NTCC leadership types want you to do. Until next time, thanks for listening.